Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your Zammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to forparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
I was finding my own. Surprise. Oh, I ask myself over again, I ain't
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Natural gal, natural gal. Ha, ha, ha. Love it, love it. Yes, Julie Dexter, Broken Up About It. The story of a woman having an affair with a married man. And she's all broken up about it. She had love in a whole new way that she just thought, oh, my God, this is God sent. And then she realized she was the other woman. She did not like it. Broken up about it, Julie Dexter. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you. Wherever you are right now, right this very moment, thank you for being here. Thank you for just taking time to listen. Thank you for making an appointment with your soul so that you can expand and shift in consciousness. Indeed, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Yeah, that's what it is. Doing too much once again at the beginning of the show. Stop it. Focus. Get out of the chat room. Okay, close your eyes. That helps. Yes, 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 that was Julie Dexter, and the song is Broken Up About It. Maybe some of y'all are broken up about it. If you're broken up about it, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Maybe some of you are in a battle, the battle of the sexes, 347-426-3346. Maybe some of you just want a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a husband, a wife, a mate, a spouse, a partner, somebody to share your love with, somebody to love you back. 347-426-3346. There's a lot of us are waiting to take your calls. Call now. It's free per minute. And it is free because love is freedom. That's what we got for you here at Life Conversations Radio. Oh, Lord. It's all going down the you know what now. It's just that's it. It's all over. Anything that happens from the point on, I take no responsibility for it. Today, yes, we are talking about romantic relationships as a spiritual practice. Relationship, of course, but I want to focus a little bit on the romance aspect because sometimes people think, well, there's my spiritual growth and then there's my spiritual practice. There's my spiritual growth and there's my spiritual practice and then there's my relationship. There's my spiritual growth, there's my spiritual practice, there's my romantic relationship, and then there's a man and there's a woman. It's like all these categories. Well, we're going to just do things differently today. When you think, when you saw the topic, when you heard, if you're hearing for the first time, romantic relationship as a spiritual practice, what comes up for you? We tend to separate that. Well, two things I want to do, just to kind of loosen you up a little. Do I want to do that now? Yeah, I can do that now. If you go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and go to the blog section. And I just posted a blog there called The Battle of the Sexes is an Illusion. Now, I did a show on that. I actually thought I had this blog on my site, and this morning, 15 minutes ago, I realized it was not there. So I was like, oh, God. So just for you, I moved mountains. I worked my magic, and I posted up for you. Battle of the Sexes is an Illusion. So while I'm doing the announcement, and you listen with one ear, and you hear the blog with the other ear, well, maybe don't do that. Some of you can't multitask. You know, multitasking is only for guys. Females can't handle it. So, and most of my listeners are female. So, ladies, don't hurt yourself. Yeah, I know. I'm stepping into dangerous territory right now. Don't log off. I'm just kidding. Please come back. I'm usually silly like this. But anyway, Battle of the Sexes is an Illusion. That's the blog on my website, which is lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. Read that while I give you some quick announcements here and welcome all of you in the chat room. Harmony Gardens, who's with a customer. Hello, customer. How are you doing? What's your name, customer? Have you listened to the show? You better be listening to the show, customer. And customer, now that you're listening to the show, those of you who are not in the chat room are wondering, what am I talking about? Well, Harmony Gardens said, I have customers, but I'm listening. So, actually, customers. Hello, customers. I'm waving at you. I know you're all the way up there, down there, in the middle there, wherever you are, in Canada. And make sure you come back and listen to LifeConversationsRadio.com because what you need, you can't go a day without Life Coach a day, and you must come back to Kathy's store. Those two things will set you up for life. Listen to Life Coach a day and visiting Kathy. That's all you need to do. And we have Nahali who is saying, how dare you say females can't multitask? I'm shaking my head at you. Joyful family, joy. It's nice to see you. Natural girl, nature girl, I guess. Or nature girl. But I'm sure that's nature girl. I wonder who, if it's who I think it is. Silent listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. My co-producer, Benny Pegues, is in the house. Those of you on the phone line, Celeste, Tanya, let's see. I know that number. Glenda, that number I don't know. Those other numbers I don't know. But whoever you are listening to the show live and archive, thank you for sharing your love. Celeste, FYI, you pressed one already. Maybe you're just eager to share or you have a question. I'm coming to it, but maybe you're shooting your magic again because you already have a question, but you don't want to ask it, but you're supposed to forget it. I'm just going to go ahead and depress myself, as in pressing the button. So, announcement, quick announcement here. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Michelle Brown Stafford is here, our parenting expert, co-hosting Conscious Parenting with me. Same day tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Lisa Iverson. She's co-hosting Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Conscious Parenting and Ancestral Blueprints comes to you every last Wednesday of the month. So make sure you mark your calendar. And I got an announcement for you that I won't say right now. But anyway, so yes, let us have a question or comment. So we'll come to you in a minute. Let's see. Just making sure I got everything in line. Well, let me get this announcement out of the way, because once I start getting into the show, I forget to tell you. And then on Thursday, you'll be like, where's Life Coach Adai? What is really going on? On Monday, those of you who still want to hear while you barbecue, where is he at? On Tuesday, you'll be like, he's not here. What's really going on? I think you get the picture. Well, Life Coach Adai is taking a break. I need a sound effect that goes, but I heard it anyway. Yeah, I'm taking a break. I need to replenish. I need to reflect. I need to rejuvenate. So, I'm not going to be gone that long. It's okay. Stop crying. Stop it. Stop it. Put yourself together. I'm only gone for a week. Well, I'm not going anywhere. Well, I am. I'm going within for a week. I'm only going within for a week. And I'm going to come out. And boy, you better hold on to your weave, because I'm going to be just shooting all truth at you. But anyway, Wednesday will be my last show this week, and I'll be back next Wednesday, July 6th, and we have a special guest who's going to be joining us, and Jill is, Tamara's friend, and Jill is, all I got to say is, you think, from what I heard anyway, let me tell the truth, from what I heard, you think I don't know, what's the word? Well, this is how Betty describes me. Betty describes me as like taking a double espresso in the morning. Apparently, Jill is just like that. So, really, when I come back on July 6th, woo-hoo-hoo, you better hold on. You might have to tie yourself down. So, I'm taking a break. Wednesday will be my last show this week, anyway. Ancestral Blueprints at 2 p.m. And then for you, the listeners, you're only going to miss, Thursday, Monday. Most of you ain't going to be here on Monday anyway because you're barbecuing and doing stuff. And I'm not going anywhere. The rule still applies. Don't go a day without Life Coach a day. Corny. I cringe when I say that, but people like it. No, he doesn't, Queen. He's just making it up. He loves saying it. Who asked you? But anyway, so yeah, I'm taking a break, and I'll be back July 6th, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So now let's talk about romantic relationship as a spiritual practice, and we're going to take questions. Well, I don't know if I should do this. I know Celeste got her hand up, and she wants to share something. Let me just do this first. Let me talk about romantic relationship as a spiritual practice, just in case you think you didn't hear me. But you may want to call your boo, send them a link, like the page, post it on Twitter, LinkedIn, StumbleUpon, Facebook, so that they can listen. So how do I approach this? You know, there are those who are in a romantic relationship, and they're having a time of their life. They're loving it. They're modeled for what a relationship is supposed to look like. There are those who are in a relationship and saying, ugh, if it wasn't for my partner, my boyfriend, my wife, my husband, my... if he wasn't married, if she wasn't still in love with him, my spiritual life will be all together. You know, it's really simple. I mean, you may be trying to wrap your mind around this, but everything in life is spiritual. And every experience that you're having, every relationship, is simply a catalyst for you to know yourself completely. So if you have a husband, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner, a spouse, whatever you want to call it, your other half, your better half. If you have a better half, what does that make you? The worst one? But anyway, I digress. Your other half. And you've allowed yourself to believe that they're hindering your growth, that they're not good for your spiritual development. It's a lie. Yes, it is. It's a lie. It's a lie. Now, the people in your life, actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read the blog for those, quite short, especially for those who are listening online, who listen live right now, who may not be next to a computer. The people in your life, your lovers, your romances, your lovers, and the people who are helping you tap into that romantic love are simply there to help you see yourself. Now, they may trigger you negatively or trigger you in a positive way. And here's the if you don't remember anything about the show today, I want you to remember this. The person in your life right now that is doing the romantic dance with you, they're actually there for you to practice your spiritual truth. They're in your life to help you deal with the issues of the past, to heal the issues with your parents, to heal your childhood issues. Yes, they're there to help you be the best that you know yourself to be, to step into your greater yet to be. They're in your life for you to practice your spiritual truth and vice versa. You're in each other's life to support one another, to practice, most importantly, unconditional love. Unconditional love. There are very few humans who are there, and I say that confidently. Unconditional love means loving without conditions. I love you simply because you are. Talk about romantic relationship as a spiritual practice. If you want to learn unconditional love, find yourself in a romantic relationship. Woo! You may want to run after you get into it. But if you can remind yourself that your romantic relationship is a tool for you to remember unconditional love, to experiment with unconditional love, to become an expert as an unconditional lover. We tend to blame and point fingers and say, well, you know, there's no good man out there, women are gold diggers and all that rubbish. That's what it is, rubbish. Because you will only attract to you what you are. You will only attract to you what you are. Okay, now I'm not going to water that down. Because what you are sends out a vibration. And the people in your life are the people you attract. If you're trying to get or attract somebody to be in a romantic relationship, and if you want to be in a romantic relationship and you're trying to attract somebody, you're doing everything you need to do. You're reading the books, 10 Steps to Attract the Perfect Mate. And you're attracting men that are not available, women who are not honest, men who are this, women who are that, whatever it is, things that make you upset. And you're asking yourself, why? They are reflecting a part of your consciousness. It's really that simple. It is really that simple. Now, it may not be easy for you to digest, but it is. But it is. And when you can step into that, when you can really embrace the idea that the people you attract into you, no matter how you describe their behavior, they're reflecting a part of your consciousness. Now you're really doing some spiritual practice. You're practicing your spirituality. There's this idea, you know, at the beginning, yeah, romantic relationship, it's fun. You know, you get to hide a part of yourself. You get to, it's kind of like when you're buying a house. If you've ever thought of buying a house, if you've gone to look at a house, when they have a, what they call a showing, you go in there and the agent share. They show you the bathroom, the rooms, and you're like, oh, my God, wow, I love it. Or maybe you love it or you don't. But when you actually find the one that you love, that you think, oh, my God, this is the best house. And you look at the garden, you look at the patio, you look at the basement. Yeah, I want this house. It speaks to me. I can feel it. And, of course, it's time to put in the deal, to make an offer, and then school nervousness happens. And then it's time to sign a contract. So a romantic relationship, when we first meet each other, oh, I love it. It just speaks to my heart. I just know she's the right person for me. He's the right person for me. Oh, I can feel the sparks. And then gradually, you got to put in an offer that you want to get serious. You're like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know, because I'm working on myself right now. I don't think I'm ready for anybody. Or you might say, well, yeah, I've been working on myself for a long time, and I'm ready. And then there comes that time to sign a contract. Now, when I say sign a contract, I'm not just talking about marriage. That's one part of it. But to really say, you know, we want to be with each other exclusively. And all these fears come up, we're worried if they're going to turn down your offer. We don't even read the small script when we buy a house or the fine print. And we certainly don't do that when it comes to romantic relationships. And then we get mad later on when our partner highlights the small print. But you didn't tell me that. Well, on the contract, spiritual practice. Well, I don't know if that, I'm not sure if I'm okay with that. Small print, you get to decide. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. And I can't do something right now because the internet gremlins are doing what they do. They like to show up on my show. They love my show. They just get happy. But you know what? We're going to keep it rolling. So what I'm going to do, yeah, Betty, maybe, we'll see. I'm sending Betty a coded message. Let me read this blog to you. Do I want to read it? No, I'm not. If you can hear this show, then that means you can get online. Go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and go to the blog section, and it should be the first one. Thankfully, well, good for you because I just posted it today, so you don't have to look for it. It's Battle of the Sexes is an illusion. It's an illusion. It's not real. It is not real. The only battle there is within yourself. Let's see if I can take a break. See if I... Oh, it looks like I can take a break. Yeah, I can take a break. We'll be back 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Life Coach Ade is simply doing this. Pay attention. This is what I'm doing.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
That's life. Moving you from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Call that number. 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov.
For help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I'm getting ready to send the internet gremlins in timeout. Send them to timeout because they come and interrupt this stuff. It's just so rude. Just so rude. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 847-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. I'm back in the chat room. I missed the other comment. Oh, that's why I missed it. Oh, well, you know, whatever I miss, I'm sure Betty will let me know. The internet gremlins were messing with me. Yes, Tamara, I'm taking a break, and I heard Jill is triple shot. So, okay, let's take a call. Let's see. Yes, Justice Mom made it on time. Harmony's in the house. Now, Holly, silent listeners, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And we'll talk a little bit more about the romantic relationship as a spiritual practice. And, I got to say this. There's always a saying, okay, Life Coach, that was all well and good, but I don't have nobody. I'm looking for someone. You know, my life is not complete because I'm want a boyfriend, I want a girlfriend, I want a mate, I want to get married, I'm getting old, my biological clock is ticking, I've always wanted children. Stop it. Yeah, I said stop it. Because that's the energy of lack. See, romantic relationship is not completing you. If you're looking for a romantic relationship to complete you, ooh, you're in trouble. You can attract a romantic relationship to complement you. But if you're looking for a romantic relationship to complete you, what happens when you separate with this person? Be careful with the word you're using. It may sound cute. My better half. What does that mean? It means nothing. You are the better whole, and you come together to complement one another. And if you're seeking, wanting, on a quest to attract somebody to experience this love with, don't go at it from a place of lack. understand that you will attract the right person at the right time. Continue to do what you're doing and know that nothing is missing in your world. If you don't have that romantic partner, it's because right now your soul, your spirit, is doing what it needs to do. And when you become at peace with that idea, that's when you start finding people. You start coming in. When you stop being judgmental about yourself, when you stop saying, well, I'm working on myself, I'm not ready. And then you attract more people to remind you you're not ready. It's all about releasing judgment and criticism and blame and all the other stuff that just takes you away from what you say you really want. Baby D's, my co-producer, is in the house. Let's see if my internet gremlin is going to work with me. Yes, they are. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
I am doing fine.
Good. So are you ready for questions or you want to add something to this conversation?
Well, I'm ready. Are you ready for questions?
I was born ready. Well, actually, I don't know if I was born ready because I was 1 week late. They had to induce me for me to come out. I didn't want to come out. I was having so much fun in the spiritual realm. I'm not coming out. So I can't really say I was born ready. I like to take my time. So let's see. Do I want to take questions? Yeah, I want to take questions. Let's take questions.
Only if you want to.
347-426-3346. Betty, don't you love me? I know you do. Go on, say it. You love me. Go.
I do. I love you. I love you all day. I do. You know, it's going to be tough not talking to you for over a week, but, you know, I'll get through this.
I'm looking for the email you said last night. I was laughing so hard. Let me see. Maybe some of it I can read, but some I may not. Let's see if I can find it while you get ready to read the question. I tell you, people, you just don't know. Betty is just, she is funny. She said, she said, I hear the last few questions for the week until your wonderful return, laugh out loud. I shall save our time together tomorrow. Let's see. Let me make sure I don't read something I'm supposed to read out. she said, parting is such sweet sorrow. And to go a day without a day is like not having chitlins on Thanksgiving. Unheard of. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I read that last night and I was laughing so hard. Well, you know, what can I say? Well, you can always listen to the archives. And, so anyway, questions. Let's take some questions.
Okay. This question comes from Patty from Washington. Life coach Ade, I've been married for 18 years. For the first 10 years, it has been great and wonderful. My husband is a great person and is one of the nicest people I know. But 8 years ago, he was diagnosed with acute major depression. Shortly after my husband's diagnosis, I had to take on a heavy workload, my dog died, and my father passed away. Today, my husband is still sick and under psychiatric care. He takes lots of medications each day, and I'm just worn out. I don't know how I can stay in this marriage, but when you're dealing with mental illness, it's another type of person. So what do you do? My husband is not the same person I married. I feel I've been thrown into the caretaker mode and making it almost impossible to get back into a partner mode. I'm torn with what to do. Any insight you have on this will be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Patty from Washington.
Thank you, Patty, for that. Ooh, that's just heavy, heavy energy, heavy situation. I mean, first thing I would say, Patty, is you need help. Before you go, duh, that's why I emailed you. No. What I mean is, I don't know if you have family members who can support you on this journey, but what you're dealing with, you need not just family members, but you, once again, I mean, because I think there's a thing in this, we live in this Western world where we're taught to be independent. As an adult, we should be able to take care of ourselves. And especially when you're married, there's really no support group for marriage. there's a support group for divorce if you're divorced. But when you're married, I mean, okay, some churches, spiritual centers have things where they do things with couples. But there's a tendency to look at marriage as once you're married, well, you guys got it together, you can work things out. I mean, you're dealing with so much. And what I hear, I mean, you said your husband is diagnosed with acute major depression. First of all, you said, let's see, you said he's under psychiatric care. You need help as well. You need a counselor, a therapist. You need help. So you could actually have a space to express what you're feeling, to express the maybe you're angry, maybe you're frustrated when you talk about being a caretaker as opposed to being a partner mode. I can't even imagine what it's like to be a caretaker for your partner. You know, today we're talking about romantic relationship as a spiritual practice. Wow, you're doing it at the utmost. You're up at the highest of highs, you know, because here you are, you're with somebody who you love, but things are happening and you're like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this anymore. You need help. And, you know, counselor, therapist, and Betty, I don't know. Let's see. There's got to be some agencies out there that help in this situation, you know, something to do with mental health, just regular counselors, therapists. You definitely need help. Betty, if you have any numbers, you can find some numbers for me. Please share that with me. And share that with me, and I'll give that out to Patty. But, you know, this is, you know, in life, you know, you and your husband are going through major spiritual transformation. Major spiritual transformation. You say your husband is one of the nicest person you know, and you're having to deal with this part that is not cute, that is not, it's stressful. And if you set the intention to get through this, I always say this, it's your business is not the how. You just need to know the what. Right now, you're depressed. You're worn out. You don't know what to do. So the what is, what do I need? You need to be able to balance yourself. You need to take care of your own health and well-being. Your husband is getting help, you said. You said he takes loads of medication each day, and I'm just worn out. I don't know how I can stay in the marriage. But when you're dealing with mental illness, it's another type of person. So what do you do? You know, maybe I would suggest maybe don't even go that far down the road if you could stay in the marriage, because you're dealing with so much right now that you're struggling to stay with your own self, that you're struggling to stay in your own zone and be in your own center. You need help. You need to find an agency, your doctor, somebody who can help you kind of understand what's going on inside of your own mind, within yourself. And then from there, you can decide if you're going to stay in the marriage or not. But right now, you're not in the mindset to even decide that. Too much is going on. So you said your husband's getting help. You got to get help. Get help from family members, from friends, from your doctor, for an agency, something to do with mental health, be referred to a therapist, a counselor. What you're dealing with is way too much. So for me, what I would say is, I'll say it again, get some help. Betty, if you have any, let me see. Let me go back to Betty. Betty, do you have any numbers? Yeah, I'm here. Do you have any numbers?
Okay. Well, I'm looking, but I can't. I'm on my little laptop here, and so it's hard with so many browsers to quickly pull something up.
I'm going to put Celeste to work. Celeste is a social worker in disguise. Not only am I putting her to work, I'm putting her on blast. Woo, did I just do that? Yes, I did. Celeste is my girl. I can do that. Okay, Celeste, if you have any numbers or any agency that we can share with Patty, please let me know. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad so we can come to you. What are you dealing with? And even if it's not about relationship, maybe you're just stuck. Maybe there's something else you're dealing with. Maybe you find yourself in a crossroads. maybe you just got up today and you feel like you got up on the wrong side of the bed, and you just need some clarity. Maybe you're struggling to apply your spiritual principles, and maybe you're afraid I'm just going to let you answer the question. Yes, of course I'm going to let you answer the question, but what I'm going to do is, I'm not just going to let you answer the question, I'm going to move the clutter. I'm going to move the thoughts, the beliefs that are blocking you so that you can get to the answer that lies within you. Let's take a breath. Let's take a breath. And sending our energy, send our energy and love and light to, what's her name again? Patty in Washington. You know, but she's reflecting other people. You know, we're dealing with so much. We live, right now, the energy is so intense that you got to hold on. You got to hold on to your truth, your spiritual principles. Okay, Betty, I'm ready for the next question.
Okay. Let me bring my thing up. Okay, this is from
Good.
Melly.
Bring up while I'm doing this.
Smart.
I like to multitask. So when I'm ready, when you're ready, I can stop.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, Melly from Las Vegas writes, Life Coach Ade, I keep getting caught up in shallow relationships. I've actually slowed down because I refuse to have any. But I met a man 12 years younger than I. Because I have spent so much time working on myself and a lot more discerning and more authentic with who I am, I want to make sure I'm not putting myself in a situation where I'm finding one more person I need in my life. Any advice on how I can make sure of this, or even if I need to? Thank you, Nellie from Las Vegas.
Well, I guess the real question, you said one, you know, finding one more person that you need in your life. Interesting thought, but do you feel like you need somebody? You know, you, well, 12 years old, I mean, I don't know how old you are, because you can be 50 and the person can be, what, 38? Yeah, 38. That's not bad. Oh, you could be 70. So it's all relative. Now, if you're in your 20s, okay, then and they're 20 years younger than you, then that's a problem. But the thing is, you said I've actually slowed down because I refuse to have any. Well, I guess you said relationships. But I've met a man 12 years younger than I. Because I've spent too much time working on myself and a lot more discerning and more authentic with who I am. Well, if you spend more time with yourself, working on yourself and more authentic, I would feel that you can feel and sense what is in alignment with the new you that you've discovered. So if someone comes into your life and they're 12 years younger than you, now, I'm not going to tell you don't do it because they're 12 years younger than you. You get to make that choice. One, because this person is in your life, there's a gift. Now, the gift doesn't mean that in order to unwrap the gift, you have to be in a romantic relationship with this 12-year-old. Oh, gosh, let me rephrase that. It doesn't mean you have to be in a relationship with this person who is 12 years younger than you. Please, whatever you do, be in a relationship with a 12-year-old. Oh, Lord, what was that about? Yeah. But what I'm saying is you get to feel and sense, because I don't know how old you are, you get to feel and sense if it's going to work. Now, I'm thinking here. Here's something else I want to talk about in general when it comes to romantic relationships or relationship between man and woman, or if we're talking about homosexual relationship, same-sex relationship. Yeah, that sounds much better. Same-sex relationship. Sometimes when we connect with people on a spiritual level, on a soul level, depending on where we are in consciousness or where the other person is, it's so easy to narrow it down to a sexual thing. It's so easy to narrow it down to a romantic thing. So when people come into our lives, yeah, there's an attraction. There's an attraction. See, people that are in our lives, they're in our lives and we're in their lives because there is an attraction. And the attraction doesn't stop at just a sexual attraction. There's a physical attraction. There's a spiritual attraction. There's an emotional attraction. So when we're in people's lives, you might want to ask yourself, what's the attraction? the romantic aspect of it sometimes, the sexual aspect of it, is really just, you know, that's just like, I can't believe I'm going to use this analogy. I'm going to use it. It came up, I'm using it. It's like when you go to the mall and you want to go shopping, you want to buy something. But when you walk through the food court, those people in the food court give you, they say, taste the food, taste it. So really, the romantic relationship sometimes is tasting what real love can be like. But just taste it. It's not the whole, it's just an aspect of it. You're tasting the food in this little cup. So this person that you attract into your life, they're there to help you recognize, realize, remember what you really want. So maybe the attraction is far more than a sexual thing, but you're just limiting it to a sexual thing. Maybe it's much more than that. I won't even go into past life conversation because we don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. But what we do have time for is, as you said, you're more authentic with what you want, with who you are, take time to be still and ask. And if you decide to get in a romantic relationship, just be aware every day. Pay attention. The minute it's not working for you, you get to make another choice. You get to have a different conversation. You can decide you want to be in a relationship, a romantic relationship with this person, and tomorrow you can say, you know what? I had a dream, I meditated, I was reflecting. This is not what I want. You get to choose. You have the power to choose what works for you. You get to choose what works for you. So take time to listen, be still, and decide from there. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And let's see. We are actually going to release the show at 1 o'clock today. So don't hesitate, because the show is not going to extend. The show is not going to extend. It won't be extended no matter what. Well, careful now. And then you make declarations like that, and life would say, let's see. And those of you in the chat room, silent listeners, maybe you listen from a different platform. If you want to put your question, ask your question in the chat room, you have to register with our partners, Love Talk Radio, because it's all about partnership, right? Conversations Radio, partnering with Love Talk Radio. They need me as much as I need them. So you need to register with them so you can interact in the chat room. And or you can simply call 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Are you being challenged by your romantic relationship? The challenge is a gift if you're willing to look at it, unwrap it, and embrace the pain, embrace the fear, embrace the doubts. No matter what you're dealing with, if you're willing to look at it, you will see the gift that it has for you. Betty, you got another question?
I do, and it will probably be the last question and maybe the heaviest question of the day.
You said heavy
and
question of the day?
Yeah, the last and heaviest question that I would throw at you. You know, you'll need to rest after this one.
I'm glad I said I'm wrapping up the show at 1 o'clock. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is Stephanie from Virginia. She writes, "Hello, Life Coach Ade. I'm new to your show, and after hearing some of the advice you've given to others, I had to ask Life Coach Ade myself. My question is this. My mother is dying. I would like to be happy just to survive this, let alone be happy in the moment between her being here and crossing over. But I don't know how. How do you get through this? There's a small part of me angry that God will not save her. I guess I need help understanding this, too. Thank you, Stephanie from Virginia."
So we're dealing with transition. We're dealing with trying to be happy. We're dealing with what God is doing and what God is not doing. Well, let's start with a part that's simple. That whole thing about wanting to be happy. I would like to be happy just to survive this, let alone be happy in the moment between her and being here and crossing over. Well, how about do this? Let go of the expectation of being happy while she makes a transition. Don't even try to be happy. Just surrender. Don't try and be nothing. All you got to be is be who you is. In the end of this moment, be with what is happening. Because sometimes we get caught up in words. And when I talk about pushing the apply button on spiritual principle, I want to be happy while this happens. You don't know what you're going to be. You have your mother transcending to the other side. Sometimes you are going to be angry. Sometimes you're going to be frustrated. Sometimes you're going to be mad. Sometimes you're going to be peaceful. Sometimes you may even wish that it happens quick enough, but you might not want to tell anybody that. Sometimes you may wish you're not dealing with this. So first of all, just strike that goal of trying to be happy while this happens. Just let go of that. Let it go. Let it go. Let that go. And how do you move through this? How do you deal with this? Moment by moment. By moment. Each moment will bring you a different experience, a different opportunity to see where you are. I can't imagine you watching your mother, what it's like. I mean, when my mother made her transition, I wasn't there, but I was on the phone every day. And God, there's no words. There are no words to describe what that's like. When I think of my mother not being here, sometimes I just think of my mom and I'm thinking, oh, I'm never going to see her again on this earth. I feel her presence, but there's still a part of me, it's almost 3 years now, there's still a part of me that's just saying, what, she's not here? So don't try and be happy. Don't try to be nothing. Just be what you are. Just be in the moment. Have support. If this is so important, if there's anything I would say to anybody, yes, I will share my insight. I will share what I know. But you need somebody to support you with whatever it is you're dealing with. You need a minister, I say it all the time, a therapist, a coach, a life coach, somebody, a good friend who can hold you while you're going through this, a mentor, someone who can let you know you're not crazy. You're not crazy. It can be done, and you will get through it. How do you get through it? A moment at a time. A moment at a time. You said there's a small part of you that's mad at God for not saving your mother. Well, I don't know what your idea of God is. If your idea of God is, because I don't want to really just drop it too hard. If your idea of God is a man in the cloud that can save and protect and does this and does things and does that, well, you may want to retreat that. You may want to look at that and start thinking differently. If your idea of God is someone who can stop babies from dying and stop earthquakes from happening, you really want to have a new awareness of what God is. Now, let me tell you what my idea of God is. If this works for you, then apply it. My idea of God, God is not a man. For me, God's not a man, he's not a woman. God is the life that is within you, that is the life of your mother. And God, as your mother, is getting ready to step into a different realm, to step into that expansive self. So in that space, there is no death. Your mother is simply transcendent. You will one day make that journey. People you know will one day make that journey. So if you're looking at God not answering your prayer, that's a hard place to be. You may want to change that. To understand that God is life. God is love. And that life never dies. Being angry is part of the grief that we feel when someone we love is making their transition. So you may be channeling that anger towards God, and that's fine. At least you recognize it. But you know what? Ultimately, allow yourself to be angry. Allow yourself to be angry. Allow yourself to be mad. And don't judge or criticize yourself for being angry. Because you know what? No matter how angry you get, no matter how mad you get, God as love is still receiving you. He's receiving you. He's receiving your mother. God doesn't need to take. God is. God is. God is. God is not taking anything.
You are an extension of God. Your mother is an extension of God. You are what God is. You have an opportunity to see God, to see life, to see yourself differently. This is a great opportunity for you to transcend. It's a great opportunity for you to transcend how you see life and embrace the process of life. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's hard. But there's so much more. Be there with your mother. Love her. Remind her that she's going back to herself, that she's going back to love, that there's no separation. That's what I'll share with you. Thank you, Celeste, for this information as we get ready to release the show. Celeste has this, there's a website called allaboutcounseling.com/crisis. That's for Patty in Washington. allaboutcounseling.com/crisis, or just go to that website. And then there's another number that Celeste just emailed me, and actually it's a website address. Findcounseling.com. And anybody dealing with issues where you feel like you don't know what to do, don't just wait and email me. Email me, yes, I'll share my thoughts, my ideas, what I'm feeling, what I'm sensing, but also get some help from the agencies, from a doctor, from a therapist. You know, what I do is help you see things differently and also assisting you to embrace your spiritual experience. Contact point. There's another one Betty just shared with me. 800-255-3042. 800-255-3042. We're getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I'll be back tomorrow for Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. And at 2 o'clock, what is it again? Ancestral Blueprint. I'm out. Peace and blessings. Be well, be still, and be grateful.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.